one all then against the Reds, final pre-season. Thoughts on what you've seen?
I thought first half was probably like an end of season game. There was no intensity to it. At least we had a go second half. Pleasing thing is I'm stood here reporting no injuries, which is pleasing.
And thankfully a first across the pre-season.
Yes, it is. And the good thing is Kieran Lee's got a goal as well. He's got through 90 minutes, which is encouraging. I thought the two young lads that started at full-back did well, grew into the game. But like I said, the most refreshing thing is nobody's in the treatment room after today.
Perhaps particularly Floro. I mean, he's starting to show in the bit of football he played against Newcastle, I suppose, and mainly today, that he's got over the slow start, as it were, at Sheffield Wednesday.
It wasn't such a slow start. It's a young boy coming from one country to another country, couldn't speak a word of English. So he's improved on that. We've got him English lessons. And it's like anything, it doesn't matter if he comes in on a free transfer. I've seen it at big clubs I've worked at before where we've paid millions for. The lads don't always settle in as quickly as you want it to. But he's a bright future. One thing he does do is he gives us energy to get down that left-hand side. But he's got to realise him first and foremost he's a defender first.
So pre-season now is out of the way. I know signings are obviously pending, but of the group of players that you now have, what things are of particular concern to work on between now and Brighton?
No, I think the most important thing, the Brighton game, we know it's going to be a difficult game, but we can't wait till half time to get going. We've got to start at 3 o'clock when we come out, because it'll be a good atmosphere, Brighton. We'll take a good following. But like I say, the most important thing is I've got a group of players in there that we've been together more or less 5.5 weeks now for the pre-season. We're just waiting for the game to come.
Did we perhaps see an indication from you in not necessarily personnel but formation in how you might approach Brighton next week with the three in midfield?
No, I just felt today with the personnel available, I couldn't run the risk of, like I say, getting anybody injured. I just felt today it was a case of just going 4-3-3, flooding. I saw Barnsley play last week against Hull City, who played 4-3-3. So I just thought it was a good opportunity for my midfield three to impose themselves. But like I said, there was no intensity, no tackles in the first half. At least it got going in the second half.
So, of those injuries of which we've been through a couple of times, do you expect any, if any at all, to be ready for next Saturday?
Well, Semi was very close to playing today. So, unfortunately, just felt a bit of tightness after training yesterday. So, we'll have to monitor him. I would imagine Lewis Buxton probably won't be available. But everybody else, hopefully, apart from Kieran Lavery, everybody else will be available. I was pleased as well for Westwood to come through 90 minutes as well.
I suppose on one hand you can look at it and talk about the injuries, but you've had 5 weeks with largely the same group of players, so everybody knows where they stand and what you want from them. You're not parachuting anybody in at the last minute.
Well, you never know. Not saying never, because we might still get one or two over the line. And like I keep saying, I'll bring players in only that are better than the ones we've got, I think. I thought Tom Lees today showed his qualities, his reading of the game, his distribution. Look, he just slotted in very, very well there. So I'm pleased with getting him on board. I'm always looking to bring and hopefully we can bring some more, because you need that competition at the moment. I've now got probably 4 quality centre-backs that are competing. We're offering the boy Dejan a short-term contract, so hopefully he'll be putting pen to paper for us. So suddenly I've got that competition in that area that's healthy. So I've got it in the goalkeeping front, I've got it in the centre-back areas. But I just think maybe Rafa can maybe push Joe Matic a little bit. And I was pleased for Matt Young at right-back as well.
So Dejan Kelaar gets a new deal. Can you tell us some more short-term deal? How long for?
Well, nothing's been finalised. We've offered him a short-term contract and he's mulling it over at the moment.
The other guy from the other night, Contu, didn't feature. Is that because the association's ended with him, or will you be having a further look?
No, it's ended with him. Yeah, I just think I've got similar in the building. You can see today Maguire, Magoma, you've got Antonio as well. So, no, I just know that we've got similar in the building. I can play Liam Palmer out there. So, no, it just didn't work out for him. I just felt at this moment in time, I'm still looking for that forward that I need to get in.
And how confident are you of getting that between now and next Saturday?
Well, I'd love to be stood here and just saying to you it's 100% certain it was going to happen. But these things, like I said before, you can never put in place how they're going to come through the door. We've got 4. I need the forward in, touch wood or whatever it is. I've got to touch a bit of luck. I'm sure we'll get one in before next Saturday.
Right. Do you have one specific target in mind, or is it a case of 2 or 3 and hopefully one will hit the mark?
No, it's one we've got in mind, but like anything, we you, were probably competing with other football clubs at this moment, and his parent club at the moment don't want him go. But we will get a final decision this weekend, which I'm sure will be a positive one.
But would it be a loan signing or a permanent?
Well, we'll just have to see how to, just to get him through the door. It depends. Hopefully, I personally want a player in the football club, whether it be for a season loan or a permanent.
Oh, tell us more then. Where's he at then? Is he at a Premier League club? Can you tell us something a bit more about him?
I can tell you he's a centre forward.
Now, part of the reason why I asked that is, and you may well just dismiss this, but there's been more of a round of paper talk. A player called Barrow from Osterlund, Sheffield Wednesday's name has been thrown next to him. He happens to be a forward. Is he right. Someone who's on your list?
No. Thank you for informing me of that one.
I think because
it's public knowledge that we're looking for a centre forward. Probably agents now are just using us to maybe just to put their clients in the profile a little bit.
I dare say. So this player then, you know, when will you know if you're going to get him, if you like?
Hopefully by Monday morning, if not by Tuesday or Wednesday. Hopefully before the Brighton game.